And as you can hear, my English is not that good. So actually, I was quite discouraged of my English. But Pastor Wang just mentioned, don't be discouraged. So I'm encouraged now. So let's keep awake. Don't fall asleep. Listen to the words we are going to hear. Praise our Lord, we can worship Him and listen to his words together over here. We are God's people. We are His children. He loves us. He gave us spiritual blessings from heaven. We should worship Him. We should fear Him. We should honor Him. We should respect Him. But believe it or not, some God's people could forget God's love, could despise the name of God, could even sometimes cheat God. You may wonder, how can that be true? But it is true. It is recorded in the book of Malachi. Janine just read it. In the first chapter of the book of Malachi, it is actually accusations from God against His people. There are at least three type of accusations from God against His people. So today, let's spend time to look into details and try to understand, is there anything to do with me, with you, with everybody today over here? So let's turn to the Bible, turn our Bible to first chapter of the book of Malachi. In verse number 2, the Bible says, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? The Lord says here, I have loved you. This is the perfect tense. It means God loved you before and still loves you now. But the God's people, the Israelites, says, how have you loved me? From the language point of view, it seems the Israelites is questioning, is trying to understand how God loved them. But in reality, we can understand why they ask this question. Why the Israelites, the God's people, ask God, how have you loved us? Why is he asking this question? Very simple. Because they forgot God's love. That's why they asked, how have you loved us? The Israelites, they are God's people. In their history, they should know God loved them. From verse number 2 to verse number 5, God then explained how He chose them, how He loved them. So the scriptures over here clearly tells us the Israelites, as God's people, forgot the love of God. This is the first accusation from God against His people, the Israelites. You may wonder, how could the Israelites, as God's people, forgot the love of God? We know the book of Malachi was written based on the situations over 2400 years ago. Before that, the exiles returned to home, and also they completed rebuilding the temple. And then gradually, their passion of returning, their passion of rebuilding the temple gradually disappeared. And also, the nation was still weak. there was still a lot of oppression from their enemies. So they were wondering, God really loved us? If God really loved us, how can the nation be like that? That's how they forgot the love of God. This was over 2,400 years ago. Today, we as God's people, we could also forget the love of God. When you had the hardships, when you have difficulties, when you lost your job, when you are sick, you may also wonder where the God is, how he loved me. So you may also forget the love of God. I guess some people may not agree with me, but think about this. If you really remember God's love, if you really never forget the love of God, why don't you come to him? Why don't you pray to him? Why don't you come to read his words every day? If you really remember God's love, why don't you follow up what he commanded us to do? If you don't read his words every day, if you don't want to come to pray to him, if you don't want to follow his commands, that means sometimes you forget the love of God. Sometimes maybe you remember his love in your head, but you probably never experience his love in your heart. So that's why you could forget the love of God. Dear brothers and sisters, it is very easy for us to forget the love of God. When we succeed, when everything is going very well, it is very easy for us to credit everything to ourselves, credit everything to our own capability, to our own power, and fully forget that is actually because of God's love, that is actually God's grace, God's blessing. There is a young man in China. He grows up in a very poor family. So when he was young, his family was very poor. But his parents loved him. So when he was young, his parents feed him very well and support him, go to high school and then go to university. So after graduation, he went to a big city to work over there. However, after his graduation, 5 years after his graduation, he never contacted his parents. And then after a few years, he achieved a lot of success in his career. He became famous and richer. But his parents missed him very much because he never contacted his parents. And then his parents came to the city. He lived over there. So before he met his parents, he was interviewed by a reporter. The reporter asked him like this: now you are very successful, you are rich, you are famous, you achieve a lot. Do you think there is any contribution from your parents? And then he said like this. He said, no. My parents, my family are very poor. My parents are not well educated. everything I have today is because of myself. There is nothing my parents can help me. So he fully forgot that when he was young, his parents saved everything for him to have good food, saved everything to pay his tuition fee. So that's why he can graduate from university, can have a very good education. And that's why today he is healthy, because his parents fed him when he was young. But he fully forgot the contributions, the love, the grace from his parents. I guess you may laugh at this young man. But dear brothers and sisters, don't laugh at him. We could also forget the love of our parents, the love of God, the grace, the blessings, everything given by God. God's people forget the love of God. Of course, God would accuse them of this. So this is the first accusation from God against his people. God's people forget the love of God. God's people, the Israelites, not just forgot the love of God, they even despised the name of God. That is the second accusation from God against his people. So how can we know the Israelites, the God's people, despise the name of God? Let's read the Bible. In verse number 6, the Bible says, "It is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name." It very clearly tells us priests despised the name of God. And then the Bible, and then from verse number 7 to number 13, God explains how they despise the name of God. In verse number 7, the Bible says, "You place defiled foot on my altar." What is defiled foot? It is blind animal, crippled animal, deceased animal. These are blemished animals which are not supposed to sacrifice to God. But the priest placed these blemished animals on the altar. Who brought these animals to the temple? God's people. They brought the blemished animal to the temple to sacrifice to God. So they despised the name of God. Priests should know very clearly that they should not sacrifice the blemished animals to God. They should sacrifice the best animal to God. But these priests still placed this defiled, this blemished animal on the altar. Why? Because they despised the name of God. The Bible, the God even said over here, "Try offering them to your governor. What would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?" God said this to tell God's people that I would not accept your sacrifice. I would not accept you. Why? Because you despised the name of God by offering the blemished animals to me. So this is the second accusation from God against the people. God's people even despised the name of God. You may think these people are so bad. They even despised the name of God. You may say, I would never do that. I would never despise the name of God. I agree. You would never despise the name of God intentionally. But in reality, in your performance, in your speech, you may defy the name of God. We may not be better than the Israelites over 24 years ago. Today, we don't need to offer animals as a sacrifice to God like what the Israelites did over 24,000 years ago. But what kind of sacrifice God would like us to give to him today? Not the animal anymore. Because of Jesus Christ, we don't need to offer the animals like what the Israelites did over 2400 years ago. But what kind of sacrifice does God want us to give to him? He wants us come to read his words, to listen to him, come to meet him, come to pray to him, and follow what he asks us to do. If we come to listen to his words, read his words, pray to him, and do whatever he pleased us to do, that's the best sacrifice to God. So if you don't come to read his words, if you don't follow what he asks us to do, if you don't even come to worship him, even don't come to pray to him, that's not the best sacrifice you give. God would be very sad. He would not accept you. So dear brothers and sisters, we all need to examine ourselves. God like us to come to worship him at least every Sunday morning. If you don't come to worship him, it means you did not give the best sacrifice to him. Or if you come to worship him Sunday, but you fall asleep. Or you concentrate on something else instead of God. Or you are late, you're always late. Or when your body is over here, but you are thinking about something else. That's not the best sacrifice to God. That's also kind of blemished sacrifice to God. That's also despising the name of God. So dear brothers and sisters, let all examine ourselves. Do we give the best animals, the best sacrifice to God? If not, that's despising the name of God, and we will be accused from God. So this is the third accusation from God against the people. God's people even despise the name of God. According to chapter 1 of the book of Malachi, God's people not only forget the love of God, despise the name of God, God's people sometimes even cheat God. Let's turn to verse number 14. In verse number 14, the Bible says, "Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord if God's people offer a blemished animal to God, that despises the name of God. However, according to this scripture, if God's people has an acceptable animal and a vote to give to God, however, you give a blemished animal to God, that's not only despising God, it is cheat God. So that's the third accusation from God against God's people. God's people even cheat God. You may think it is really unbelievable that God's people can even cheat God. But dear brothers and sisters, it is also unbelievable that we today as God's people could also cheat God. When I said this, I guess some of you may not agree, maybe wondering how I can cheat God. But let me give you an example. Some of you may have had some difficulties in the past, maybe sick, or maybe lost your job, or maybe had some difficulties. During that time of difficulties, you may promised to follow God, to serve God after you get out of the difficulties. And then, after some days, when everything gets better, you did not keep your promise. You did not fully follow God. You did not keep what you promised. If so, that is also cheating God. Because you promised to serve God, to follow Him, and after you getting well, you are able to serve God, you are able to follow God, but you don't. That means also cheat God. In another example, we all know we need to offer 10% of our income. Everybody knows. So if you know you need to offer 10% of your income, and you actually offered 5%, or 3%, or 1%, or maybe even 0.1%, that also cheat God. Because you know you need to do that, and you don't do that. Just like verse number 14 said, that is also cheat God. Sometimes you may argue with people, should I offer 10% of my income after I pay tax or before I pay tax? It is a question you can argue. But I heard a story. Two people in one church, one day, they were arguing if they should offer 10% of their income after they pay the tax or before they pay the tax. One guy said, we should offer 10% of our income before we pay tax. And another guy said, no, it is fine to offer 10% of our income after we pay the tax, because the tax never come to my pocket. Okay, so they were arguing that 10% after and before tax. Even when a lot of people walking before buy them, they are still arguing. They don't care. However, they suddenly stop arguing when one person came to them. Do you know who is this person? The person is the church accountant. And why, when they saw the church account come to them, they stop arguing? Because they know the person knows how much they offer. They all know, no matter before tax or after tax, their offering is much less than 10%. So now that you're offering is much less than 10%, even after you pay tax. Why do you need to argue if we should pay 10% before tax or after tax? If you argue that, and you try to let people know, at least I paid 10% after tax, that is also cheating. Hopefully, we are not going to cheat God in offering. Dear brothers and sisters, the Israelites, as God's people, they cheated God. Today, you may not cheat God intentionally, but in your performance, in what you do, you may cheat God. So this is the third accusation from God against his people. God's people even cheat God. The chapter 1 of the book of Malachi is a kind of accusations from God against the people. We can see at least three types of accusations. The first accusation from God is God's people even forget the love of God. Second accusation, God's people even despise the name of God. The third accusation, God's people even cheat God. Over 24,000 years ago, over 2400 years ago, the Israelites, as God's people, they forget the love of God. They despised the name of God. They cheated God. So that's why God accused them through the prophet Malachi. Today, we may not intentionally forget the love of God. We may not intentionally despise the name of God. We may not intentionally cheat God. But in our actual life, in our performance, in our speech, we could also forget the love of God, despise the name of God, even cheat God. May the accusation of God against the Israelites, God's people, remind us, help us to examine ourselves. In the past, we may forget the love of God. We may despise the name of God. We may cheat God. However, if now we decide not to forget the love of God anymore, remember his love, and be grateful to serve him, if now we decide to honor him, to offer the best sacrifice to him, not despise his name. If now we decide to be faithful to him, not cheat him, God would still accept us. He would still be pleased to us. Let's pray to him. Our Heavenly Father, you love us. You choose us as your people. However, sometimes we forget the love from you. We despise the name of God. We even cheat you. Please forgive us and help us to examine ourselves and decide not to forget the love from you anymore, and decide to honor you, to respect you, to offer the best to you every day, and be faithful to you. Please be pleased with us. May your name be glorified. We pray in Jesus' name.